So if someone comes to us, a family comes to us, mother, father, child, they come to us for help, but they are not really interested in spiritual thing.
No, not spiritual. Sometimes they are professional
thing. So they are just, it's like asking but, for things are just like a profession for them.
Correct.
So should we help at that? See, there is a difference between being soft-hearted and being simple-headed, being a simpleton. A simpleton is a person who is gullible. So we want to help, but we want to help in a way which is tangible. If, say, a water pot is empty and I decided to put water in the water pot. It's so that somebody can drink water from there. That is good. But if I find that water pot has got a hole below, then whatever water I'm going to put there, it's just going to leak out. And if at that time I tell them that, no, I won't pour water here because it's just going to get leaked out. That is not hard-heartedness, that is intelligence. So there are some causes which are lost causes. Some causes are lost causes. That means helping some people, they are just not in a position to be helped. So if we try to help them, you know, before I was introduced to Krishna consciousness, I was a part of a social welfare organization. So I used to go and educate children, school children. So I was doing that, and at that time I found that the school children, I was teaching them, they were learning, but their parents were alcoholics. Their father was alcoholic. And his father was just breaking their home. And one particular time it happened, the politicians came. So we, as a part of their organization, we worked to try to tell the father also to give up alcohol. And some fathers gave it up. But then some elections came up, and then the politicians, they offered like a whole truck full of alcohol. And not only the father, but also the children had taken alcohol. So then I realized that, okay, I'm offering this education, but am I really helping them? Because Krishna was at that time, I was at a time for Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness. And then I started to spread inspired to dedicate my life to teaching this. So it's not that we don't want to help people, but we also have to help in a way in which people are helping. Our goal is not to pour water into a leaking bucket. So we have to use our intelligence, God-given intelligence, to see certain people. And some people are lost causes, as you said, if they are just people who are whose profession is to ask for help, and they are not really trying to improve themselves. Then, if we say that we just offering some food is okay, offering some food, but then we don't have to give them money or things like that. We can politely but firmly decide to invest our time, our energy, our Lakshmi in more worthwhile causes. So we have to make these decisions ourselves. Sometimes we can take some guidance from others, but we have to use our intelligence. It's not hard-heartedness. That way, if you say a doctor may have to amputate somebody's hand, is that hard-hearted? No, that's what is required. But sometimes some causes which just don't lead to anything constructive. So Prabhupada, if you see, was preaching in India. It's a directly spiritual purpose, spiritual cause. But then the League of Devotees didn't work out. He's left it. So it is, rather than calling this as hard-heartedness, we can say this is more like choosing our battles. You know, we cannot fight too many battles at the same time. So if we have to fight in a way that leads to some tangible victories, let us choose which battles we want to fight. So they're saying no to certain battles. That is not irresponsibility, that is not hard-heartedness. That is just intelligence by which we can be effective.